This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Studemonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury, supported by the Ministry of Education.
It's now time for the Radio Rangers, international students in Christchurch.
Kia ora, namaste and good afternoon. This is me, Suprema. You're listening to Plains FM 96.9. You're listening to Studemonia. If you are listening to this show for the very first time, Studemonia is a program which is supported by Ministry of Education, and we talk about living stories and stories and discussion of international students who are living across Canterbury. So I started voluntarily working in Plains FM back from 2018. So I have come so far up to 2021. I used to have my friend Sohana with me, but she has moved to North Island. So this is the first time I'm doing it on my own. So I'm a little bit nervous as well, because this is first time I'm doing it on my own. I shouldn't be, because I have already been doing it for like so many years, but I was so used to talking to someone else beside me, but that's all right. I think I'll do okay, but yeah. Let's talk about few things that's happening in my life, and obviously it's happening in everyone's life. Winter is coming in New Zealand. It's autumn, it's fall. I like fall in New Zealand, but I really don't like winter, because I'm that type of person who get caught by cold so easily, and it's really annoying for me. That's why I really don't like winter. But on the brighter side, we get to see snow when we travel like around an hour from Christchurch. So it's kind of good. And yeah, so if you haven't listened to my show last time, I interviewed Tony from Immigration of New Zealand, and I got heaps and heaps of information from him, which I had like in my brain for so long, and I wanted to question it to someone who knows better than me or better than my friends. And thanks to Plains FM that I got that opportunity to interview Tony. So if you haven't listened to that, so please do listen, because it's really, really a good one. So yeah, today I'm going to talk about places in Christchurch which is like really good, and where we can hang out with friends, like which are free of cost or let's say relatively cheap, because as an international student we tend to not have much money to spend around things, and because we only work for like 20 hours and then it's kind of hard to like go around places which cost you like too much. So I'm going to talk about places around New Zealand, places around Christchurch which are relatively cheap for international student. And when I was an international student, those were the places I used to hang out with my friends. And yeah, that's what I'm going to share with you guys. So a few weeks before it was Easter. I hope it's not too late to talk about Easter. So me and my husband, we went to Wanaka for Easter. That was really, really amazing trip. And we did a camping for a day, and then we decided to go and hike in the Roy's Peak. I thought that it would be an easy one for me as well, because I looked at all those recommendations and all those reviews, and everyone has written that it was an easy trek, and I was like, oh okay, then it's an easy trek, I can do it. And then I went with my husband, and then when I reached there, it was like a steep one. It was not like too steep, it was easy to walk, but it was really steep for me, so I couldn't go up to the top, because there was too much for me. So I kind of like walked around 4 hours, and then my husband decided to go to the top, and then he showed me the pictures and videos, and it was really, really amazing. I would 110% recommend it if you are much into hiking and stuff like that. But if you are someone just like me who can't walk a steep hill, please don't go, because it's like 6 hours return trek, and then it was really, really it was really, really a missed one for me. But we stayed in a holiday park and we roam around city, and Wanaka is a lovely, lovely city. And then I really, really enjoyed my Easter break. So I hope you guys will enjoy it too. Also, there is a big announcement that the Trans-Tasman bubble for Australia has opened. So many of you might, many of us are so much excited, so, because we can finally do an international travel after this COVID situation. So we will talk about, we'll talk more about these things later on. But today my topic is places in Christchurch which are relatively cheap and free of cost for an international student to roam around, hang around, to know about the country and stuff like that. So I am going to talk about that in another section. So for now, we are going to play a song. And this song is one of my favorite. This song is All She Wrote by 660. Enjoy the song. I'll be right back.
I'm just walking down these city lines. Yeah, I'm just trying to find my way. Time flies like the spark in your eyes when you're taking it day by day. Time heals all. They were wrong, but ain't no use in looking back. It's already gone. You give and you take, you love and you chase. That's all she wrote. You laugh and you cry, you live and you die. That's all she wrote.
I'm just living my life. I'm just living my life. I'm just living my life. I'm just living my life.
It'll be what it's destined to be. See, I'm just trying to save you time. I can give you some wings and advice, but that ain't gonna make you fly. You need to find your own peace of mind, 'cause ain't no use in looking back. Move on, move on. You give and you take, you love and you chase. That's all she wrote.
Beautiful song by 660, All She Wrote. You're listening to Plains FM 96.9 and you're still listening to Studio Monia, and I'm Suprema by your host today. And 660 has been one of my favorite ones since I have came here in New Zealand. I was introduced to 660 by my husband, and the first song that I listened to was The Greatest, and now Now, I have been a fan of 660, and when there is a new song that I heard from 660, I will go and ask my husband to listen it. Now I am the one who introduces new songs of 660 to my husband. So this is also a plus point that I have come, that I have been introduced while I am living in Christchurch. So today I am going to talk about places where we can go in Christchurch, which is free of cost or a cheap. So with the spread of a pandemic coronavirus, it has been so important for traveling has been so important for us. I think before we didn't realize that how much it was important for us to come out of our house and socialize with people and travel around the places and to be able to talk to everyone. But I think now we know the importance of traveling and to be able to socialize and everything like that. And I am saying that we are so blessed that we are living in New Zealand and we can walk free around New Zealand and we can travel places and we can do stuffs that we want to do. But it's still sad that the world is still suffering from this virus. So yeah, I'm going to talk about the places where we can go into Christchurch, which is free of cost for students, or which is comparatively cheaper for international students while they don't have like much money to spend. So I have listened a quote where it says that traveling, it leaves you speechless and then turns you into a storyteller. I think that's what I have become when I first came here. But because I have limited money and I was just working 20 hours and I had to study in my free time, because of the stuff like that, I couldn't travel much. But as an international student, the places I used to go was for the my top one here in Christchurch is Hagley Park and Botanic Garden. If you are someone like me who likes flowers, who likes peace, and who likes to walk around walk around trees, and who likes self time where you can spend time with yourself and stuff like that, Hagley Park is a must. So it's really, really big, and every time I used to go there, I used to find new places and new corners. And the best part of Hagley Park for me is sitting beside the Avon River. That's the best part for me. And yeah, I think you guys will definitely love Hagley Park and Christchurch Botanical Garden. That is always my number one go-to here in Christchurch. Even now when I am exhausted and if I want to spend some time alone with myself, I go to Hagley Park and I sit in a bench. I look at people who is cycling there and the dogs who are really happy to walk around and people, and I could see so many stories there in Hagley Park and Botanic Garden. So that place in Christchurch is still my number one place to go to. And I still love going there, and especially during spring. And I think it's really, really beautiful right now as well, because it's fall and every trees has changed its color to orange. So it has become really, really beautiful. So just enjoy Hagley Park before everything falls out. So my first number one go-to would be Hagley Park. And also, if you are around there, you can go to Canterbury Museum. It's really, really nice. You can spend a lot of time over there, and it has become like there are so many things. You can easily spend your time over there. I loved museum, and I have already been there for like more than 10 times, but I still go around there when I have time after working, and then after my busy life, I still go around there. So my first number one go-to would be Hagley Park. And while you are in there is many of the people don't know about this. There is a track in Bushin as well. It was a track out of nowhere. I was like, that track was introduced to me by my friend, and he was like, let's go for a walk. And out of nowhere, in the middle of the city, there was a track where we could walk inside of the jungle. So I am really, really grateful for that friend who introduced me to that bush in walk. So if you haven't already been there, please, please go there. It's a must in Christchurch, which is like free of cost. So why not? And if you are much into hiking and stuff like that, you can totally go to Godley Head Park. It's like 3 hours of walk, and 3 hours of walk, and it's really, really nice. It has a great coastal views and historic like World War II things and stuff like that. I don't know much, but it was really beautiful. I have been there recently with my husband, and it was really, really nice. So I would 110% recommend that place to you if you are much into hiking and stuff like that. I told you that I couldn't walk Roy's Peak because it was a bit stiff for me, but Godley Head Park was totally, totally amazing, and I love the walk over there. And yeah, I think you should must go there. And the next place I would recommend you is, if you are much of a beach person, I would totally recommend you to go to the beaches as well. The beaches in Christchurch is beautiful. My favorite one is Sumner, and also there also New Brighton, and then there is a beach on the top of the hill of the Sumner, and it's really, really amazing as well. So if you are a person who loves beaches, you can go there. So if you are from Nepal, I can 110% guarantee that you would love the beaches, because in Nepal we don't have beaches, which is kind of sad, because we are a landlocked country, and then we don't have beaches, we only have rivers. And yeah, I was so excited to see the beaches when I came here. It was so amazing and fascinating. So I am 110% sure that if you are from Nepal, you will love the beaches from Christchurch. So please, please visit the beaches in Christchurch. It's wonderful. And you can eat ice cream while sitting there. And yeah, it's totally amazing. I can't even describe right now. So also, there is a Littleton. It is a kind of harbor, so you can easily take a ferry from Littleton to Diamond Harbor, and I think it doesn't cost much. It's less than $10. I exactly don't know the figure right now. It didn't hit in my head, but it's really, really amazing. And during summer, you can totally do the diving. If you are much into swimming, you can swim in Diamond Harbor, and it's really an amazing place to hang out with your friends. So you can cook, and you can take some foods, and you can do a kind of dry picnics in there. So yeah, it's totally amazing. And the next thing I would want to introduce you to guys is a Riverside Market. It is kind of new for Christchurch. So there are so many things you can do there. You can sit by the river, and you can eat, and then there are so many places where you could eat, and which is kind of relatively cheap as well. Some of the places, I won't say all of them, but some of the places. And if you like to hang around the city, it's a total, I would 110% recommend it. It's totally amazing place, because I still quite go often there, and then I love the food. I love seeing people walking around, and I feel like every people has a story to tell about, and I feel so fascinated while I look at the people and what they are doing and stuff like that. And yeah, I totally love that place. And if you I like to say, if you like much of snow and cold winter, you can totally go to Mount Hutt. It is just like 1 hour or 1.5 hour drive from Christchurch, which is not bad. Me myself, I'm from Nepal, and then I have been asked so many questions about mountains and stuff like that. But I would like to say that I'm from Kathmandu. So this Kathmandu is somewhere which is really, really far from the mountain. I can't say the exact figure, but it is really far from the mountain. And I feel quite funny to say to everyone that I have not been to Mount Everest. And then so yeah, it's totally fine. I'm from Nepal, and I have never been to Mount Everest. And the first time I touched snow was when there was a snowfall in Kathmandu, which was back in 2007. And then I haven't been able to like play snow and stuff like that, because it's really, really far from Kathmandu. That's why. So stop asking me if I have been to Mount Everest. I haven't. It's really, really far from Kathmandu. So Yeah, I have been to Mount Hot quite a few times here, and then I have really loved the snow. I have done snowboarding, which I am terrible at. So yeah, these are the places you can totally hang around in the Christchurch. So if there is any places that I have missed, please let me know, and then where I can go and totally hang out. So I think it's time for another song now. This song is Anyone by Justin Bieber. Please enjoy the song. I'll be right back after this song.
Dance with me under the diamonds. See me like breath in the cold. Sleep with me here in the silence. Come kiss me silver and gold. You say that I won't lose you, but you can't predict the future. So just hold on like you will never let go. Yeah, if you ever move on without me, I need to make sure you know that you
song by Justin Bieber. That is also one of my favorite song, and you're still listening to Plains FM 96.9, and it's almost time that I wrap up the show. I don't want to because there are still so many places that I want to talk about, but surely I'll talk about those places in my next program somewhere around, maybe. So yeah, keep listening to Plains FM 96.9, keep listening to Studio Monia, keep loving Studio Monia, keep loving New Zealand, keep loving your life. Yeah, that's all I want to say, and I will see you when I see you. Bye bye.